main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The back-to-school season is upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Book World are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet, and spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Book World has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Book World store countrywide. Book World, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your story matters.
CSLs say summoning of Archbishop Banda not a sign of strained relationship between government and church. Over 1,000 cooperatives trained and issued with licenses. In global news, Maduro in custody at New York Detention Center as Trump says the U.S. will run Venezuela. Good afternoon and welcome to the Phoenix FM Main News. My name is Constance Mwezi Namwinga. A consortium of 10 civil society organizations on good governance says the summoning of Lusaka Archbishop Alec Banda by the Drug Enforcement Commission should not be viewed as an attack on the church or an attempt to silence its prophetic voice. Addressing the media in Lusaka this morning, consortium chairperson Isaac Monza emphasized that the summoning is a standard procedure and part of the law enforcement process aimed at clarifying matters related to a Toyota Hilux vehicle allegedly obtained irregularly from the Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, by Archbishop Banda. Mr. Monza has stressed that accountability is not persecution and that the Archbishop, like any other citizen, should cooperate with the investigation. He explained that the vehicle was allegedly gifted to the Archbishop indirectly, initially meant for a ZRA employee, raising questions about how it ended up in his possession. Mr. Monza has cited Zambian law and Catholic canon law, emphasizing that the clergy are not above the law and must be transparent. The consortium has since appealed to the Zambia Conference of Catholic Bishops to complement state processes with internal canonical inquiry, further urging the church to uphold due process, encourage cooperation with investigators, and avoid actions that may be seen as institutional intimidation or prejudgment of the case.
If the archbishop, the archdiocese, and its priests genuinely respect the rule of law, the most responsible course of action is to allow the legal process to proceed independently and without pressure. Public demonstration or institutional memos risk undermining public confidence in both the justice system and the moral authority of the church. The church has historically played a vital role in defending justice, truth, and accountability in Zambia. That credibility is best preserved by upholding due process, encouraging cooperation with investigators, and avoiding actions that may be interpreted as institutional intimidation or prejudgment of the case. True respect of the law is shown not through collective pressure, but through patience, transparency, and trust in the legal institutions to establish the truth, whatever the outcome may be.
At the same briefing, Southern African Center for the Constructive Resolution of Disputes, SACWARD Executive Director Asami Yunda has appealed to politicians to refrain from politicizing the summoning of Archbishop Banda, saying the matter should be allowed to proceed as a legal issue, cautioning that politicization could complicate the situation further.
We call upon the political police to refrain from taking advantage of the situation and leave the issue to be a legal issue and not a political issue. Because by making it a political issue, they are in one way or the other complicating the matter even further. So as a consortium, we call for calm, we call for people to reason within the confines of the case. We also think that by summoning the bishop, it gives him an opportunity to exonerate himself, because this case has started a long time, and by responding to the call, he will be able to clear himself, and the public will know that the bishop, as we believe, was not implicated in the case.
The Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development has successfully trained artisanal small-scale miners from more than 1,000 cooperatives through three phases of its intensive national capacity building program conducted in the last quarter of 2025. Ministry of Mines Principal Public Relations Officer Shamwida Tembo says the initiative aimed at strengthening responsible mining practices and ensuring regulatory compliance has resulted in the issuance of artisanal mining licenses to all participating cooperatives. Mr. Tembo says the training covered essential topics including the ministry's structure and services, mining sector roles, finance and market access, safety standards, and environmental stewardship. He says the ministry remains committed to expanding this initiative nationwide this year as it forms a central pillar of government strategy to build a fully formalized, legal, safe and sustainable artisanal and small-scale mining sector.
The Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development has trained over 1,000 cooperatives of artisanal and small-scale miners in the last quarter of 2025. The intensive 21-day program was delivered in Mufumbwe, Kasempa, Solwezi, and Mpika, equipping miners with practical skills in safe pit design, education, ore extraction, and compliance with safety and environmental standards. In addition to hands-on training, participants learned about accessing finance and markets, understanding mining rights, and fostering positive community relations.
In more news, Ministry of Tourism Permanent Secretary Evans Luhanga has reassured that enforcing the kwacha in domestic transactions will not negatively impact the tourism industry. The Bank of Zambia, BOZ, officially enforced the use of local currency in local transactions effective 26 December 2025, a move that has raised concerns in sectors such as tourism, where some services were previously paid for in foreign currency. However, Mr. Muhanga has explained that foreign tourists often make transactions in advance or travel with sufficient funds, and most tourist destinations have agents or brokers who accept payments in advance. Mr. Luhanga has emphasized that using local currency in tourism is not new, despite some hotels and businesses quoting prices in dollars. He adds that the focus is on stopping businesses from demanding foreign currency payments.
It has been there. It's not like it's a new thing. People pay in kwacha. You will go to a lodge, you pay in kwacha. It's just that they quote in US equivalent, so that's why the price keeps on changing. The kwacha payment has been there. What we don't want is you demanding that me in my lodge you only pay in dollars. I don't think that if there are any lodges which are asking to be paid in dollars, I'm yet to get that complaint. But people pay in kwacha.
Traders at Kasanda Market in Kabwe are urgently calling on the local authority to fix the blocked drainage system around the trading area to prevent flooding. The traders say the current drainage system is blocked, causing water to overflow into the market when it rains, making it nearly inaccessible for customers due to stagnant water. Speaking on behalf of the traders, market chairperson James Mlenga says the situation is bad and urgent action is needed to prevent waterborne diseases. He has highlighted the need for better infrastructure maintenance in Kabwe's markets, saying traders are worried about the impact on business and public health if the issue is not addressed promptly.
So your challenge is to play. So that if Hong Kong was to build a train, so they too late. They are going to put a table. Now we are going. So today we are going to play. That train is Hong Kong. I won't be close.
And in response, Kabwe Mayor Patrick Chishala says he has directed the Director of Engineering to find a lasting solution, with teams already on site, and that the local authority is taking full responsibility.